Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to have some more healing work done. This is in preparation for ascension, and the process is basically to get you more into your body so that your spirit can transform your physical body into a light body. This is what these programs are about. We do mini sample healings so that you're able to see maybe which ones you need and what you need to work with, so that you're able to incorporate more of your spirit with you. Remember, the densities down here are from your ancestors, and they get kind of like piled up in us, and during this process of having all these energies into us, this brings forth situations in our life that may not be too pleasant, which you may want to call karma, which is your body attempting to heal itself. And that's kind of the process here. The lightship never created karma, but because we're not being controlled by the light here, we have karma. So this is kind of the way the situation is, and we have stuff happening to us that is not very pleasant. Remember, the earth spirit never created the earth planet here to be in duality. That was taken over by the dark side eons ago, and unfortunately, I guess fortunately for the earth spirit, it's no longer going to be on this planet after the ascension time, so it's getting out of here, and it's already created its a very beautiful planet on 8th reality. So this is what we're all looking forward to, is to leave here. And if you can't integrate your spirit with your body fully, in which almost all the population cannot do this because they're not awakened enough yet to do the process, to work on themselves, then the spirits here will leave anyway, and the body just won't be resurrected, we'll say, or recreated again in the new dimensional consciousness. So this is your gift to give your body. You know, how much do you love your body, and how much do you want to work on yourself so that you can be able to incorporate more of your spirit in your bodies? As I look upon all the people that I've worked with, in the past probably 3+ years, a lot of them have really changed incredibly. They're much more open, much more vibrant. And just seeing even people when I go back to, say, New York and other places where I go to, for the different expos that I go to, the ones that come back each time, boy, they look better and better because they have done a lot of work on themselves. And the lightship has helped a lot of them out through specialized healing. So we'll just see if our co-host is here. Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I'm here. I was really enjoying listening to your wonderful description of the ascension process, and it's great to hear about it. No matter how many times you've talked about it before, it just becomes a little bit more clear each time you bring it up, and it's really wonderful to hear about. And I guess maybe we can talk more about that after we get into some of the introductory healings, like the entity clearing, and we can have a good discussion. So if any of you are listening and you do have questions about ascension or the ascension process or the upcoming universal energy shift that is getting closer to our time, then you can go ahead and ask those questions on the fast chat. And we will try to take up as many of those as we can. So to do that, you just click on where it says BBS Fast Chat, and you'll get a window, and you can type in your question. So we look forward to hearing from you. And over to you, Ron.
Okay. So here we go. We're going to do an entity release for everybody. Remember, entities are emotional bodies of people who have passed on, and they need to have energy to live on. Remember, they were in a body at the beginning when they first were with the physical body, and many of these could be thousands of years old, very wise, very cagey, very sneaky, and they come into us and do their stuff, and this is what we don't want to have happen here. This is why you want to have your spirit in your body all the time. We're going to release these energies from us here. So again, we work with the bottom of our feet, working our way up to the top of our head. And just kind of feel and check out your energy system here. And here we go. More of us is being released. These entities that are in us here, a member, they can come on and, you know, look like us, pose themselves as us, talk the same as we do. And the only way you're going to know if you're, you have entities is maybe look into a mirror or maybe ask your friends if you are behaving properly, you know, during the day. Sometimes entities come in instantly out of nowhere, and they can actually change your personality. So you always want to, you know, check with yourself and also check with other people. If you do feel a little different, a little strange, that's because you may have an entity with you, having it do its particular lifetime in you from the past. So here we go. And it's his own past, not your own past normally. So they're being released now. We're going to now bring more of you into your body. And here we go. Coming in. Going down. Coming into your body more. We'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And most spirits come in through the crown chakra, although some can walk in front of you. In fact, we'll just show you the difference here. We'll ask your spirit to come in through your crown chakra. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, now we'll have your spirit enter into your heart chakra from the front of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you may have felt a difference there. We'll do the heart center as it walks into you. Love walks in, remember. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, through the heart chakra, coming, walking straight into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think for most people, you really feel this energy stronger as it comes in this way, instead of coming in through the top of your head, because you're actually feeling a physical body movements and energies as you come more into yourself. Okay, we'll do a chakra alignment now. Go to your heart center. Move that around. Throat chakra, sixth chakra, your intuition here, your forehead, we'll call it. Here we go. And going back down now to your power chakra, solar plex area, and second chakra, and first chakra. Do an opening for those who like to have their chakras opened up. So we'll use the word spin. Go to your heart center first. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Fifth chakra, your throat. Spin, 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 open. Your third eye, intuition, forehead we'll say. Spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, I'd like y'all just to kind of sit there, contemplate, see how you feel right now. We'll just put some music on and, you know, take a note of how your body's responding to your spirit being more fully present and your chakras being into alignment. Now we'll do your time sequencing here. Remember, we go into the past and the future with our thoughts. We should always be in the present moment. And then when you're in the present moment, you can drop into your heart center. You can't drop into your heart. It's impossible when you're in the future because all your energy is somewhere else. So you want to have these energies being in the present moment. So you want to have your emotional body, not in your mental body and every other body, you know, in sync. This is why we do the chakra alignment to help you out. And this timing going from the past and then the present into the present moment here is going to help you to regain more of your spiritual energy. Here we go. We're going to take your energies that you have put out yourself. This is what you have done. This is not forced by anyone else but yourself. This is your conscious choice to be in the future. And we're going to bring that back into the present moment. This is nothing that's working against you. This is you yourself doing this process. So here we go. Coming back now. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And now for those of us who maybe are in the past and we go in both directions all the time, I'm going to bring you into the present moment again. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So you should feel yourself being more self-contained, maybe a little more condensed. You might feel your body a little heavier. This is because you're now right here, right now. Remember, your thoughts can take you anywhere, and you want to have everything in the present moment. And next we'll do the mind-to-heart drop. And again, think of an elevator. The 10th floor says your forehead, your mental body, your awakening consciousness, your ego self, whatever word you want to use there, they all fit. And we're going to drop that down into your heart center, which is the first floor. So just think of an elevator, you know, being in it, riding down, taking all these energies into your heart. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, we'll just have some relaxing music here. Again, connect to your spirit and your heart center. And just kind of relax and talk with your spirit. Thank you. Hey, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace? I'll have you come on
if
you
are. Yep, still here. And we've got some great questions, actually, on the Fast Chat regarding the Ascension, like you were talking about at the beginning of the hour. And one of them is, isn't the energy changing and shifting already daily in a very big way?
Yeah, it is. I wish it was a lot faster. But, yeah, the universal shift is happening continuously. So, yeah, it is, you know, happening.
Yeah, that's interesting that you said that you wish it was much faster, and I can understand that, but there's also a lot of people that feel like things are moving way too fast, and it seems like it's bringing up a lot of, you know, things for them to release, and maybe they can't deal with that as fast as that's happening or something.
Yeah, remember, the body will kill itself to get well. This is, you know, what it's doing. It knows that it needs to go through the ascension process, so it will bring up the judgment stored inside of it from the ancestors, you know, that's made you. So all these energies that are with you that are out of balance with spiritual source energy, which is judgment, is coming up. And, yes, that is correct. So people, you know, just need to understand that they need to release these blocked energies out of themselves so they can live longer. And the end result is after the universal shift, your body will go somewhere else with full spirit energy and be rematerialized again in spirit as a light body. So this is the gift that you can give your body is to, you know, work on it. And that's your responsibility. The light ship only does the shifts. You know, they're here to help you. But basically, you know, it's up to you to awaken yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you've talked often about the fact that when we have the entities and whatnot in us, then, you know, the saying, if you're not home, who is? And if they're there, you can't be fully present and integrated with your body. So it seems like that's a really important thing. And you've talked in the past about that everyone should be doing that, you know, on themselves many times throughout the day to keep themselves cleaned out. And that brings up a question, because I know when the light ship is doing it, they're directing those entities to the earth spirit or the earth for cleansing or cleaning or healing. What do we do when we're actually getting rid of our entities ourselves?
If your spirit knows what to do, it has the program.
So okay.
It knows exactly what to do. Don't get your mind, you know, too much in the way there, but you have to command the energy. And naturally, maybe the mind, you know, between your ears is going to command it, but, you know, be in your heart center also and get them out of you. You know, the spirit that's in you, you know, whatever it is, percentage-wise, you know, could be only 1%. It can still help and get rid of the entities out of you. So that's the main thing, is that you have to command it and become conscious. If you're unconscious, then your eyes are glossed over and there's really probably no hope for you. And, you know, then it goes on with other things that you've aligned yourself with, the dark side, et cetera, either knowingly or unknowingly. Maybe you wanted to get more mileage out of the dark side, so you, you know, went into some type of religious organization or something like that and aligned yourself with dark energies. So, you know, it's up to you, you know, spells and witchcraft, et cetera. So if you've done that, sometimes it's, you know, maybe impossible to get yourself out of it. It all depends where you are in your life and, you know, what you've aligned yourself with. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we're all very happy that we have this help from the light ship for taking care of those things. And just one more question on the entities. So your spirit knows what to do and how to command them and how to send them for healing so that, you know, you're not just taking it out of yourself and passing it on to the guy sitting next to you, for example.
Yeah, that's great, yeah. When I do it on workshops, I may have somebody beside me, and they're kind of like, oh, no, don't give them to me, you know. So that's kind of comical. But, yes, your spirit knows that. The only energy that I really project to the earth is entities. I don't do any type of sending energy to the earth whatsoever. With anything else, because the earth doesn't want to be attacked psychically, but these energies belong to it. So it's responsible, and it needs to collect them. And that's kind of the process there. So it needs to have these energies brought back to it. The dark side severed that connection. Hopefully, at some point in time, maybe hopefully before ascension time, the Earth Spirit will be fully empowered and will be able to take over this job of doing this. And if that happens, the Earth will probably change on a dime instantly. But this is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years, because not everything is able to work on itself enough to have these cleansings, because the dark side creeps in and causes too much havoc and takes away the light. So this is a safeguard of the light, to protect the light itself, to protect itself from being swallowed up by the darkness. This is why it comes every 2,000 years. Otherwise, we'd have no more light here.
Well, that wouldn't be good. So let's see, we have a question regarding the darkness from Addie's asking, what will prevent the darkness from putting us all in parallel dimensions just before the ascension occurs this time?
That's a good question. What's going to prevent us from not going into the parallel lives? Well, first, you know, it's how much are you in your body, number one. If you work on yourself to get more into your body. So hopefully everybody out there is listening and say, yeah, I've worked on myself a lot. You know, I'm 80, 90% of my body right now. And if that's the case, then, you know, most of you, you know, you're back here. If you're just listening for the first time and you're one of the maybe 15 to 20%ers, you have a long ways to go. And, you know, it's still up to you to get into your body, you know. And then from there, your spirit can help and protect you, but you have to communicate to your spirit. As far as the dark side agenda, they're going to keep probably doing parallel lives for quite a while. The light ship, I'm sure, the way I feel, is going to probably abolish all these energies at this time of ascension, because it's so dark here. And so at that point, hopefully, they will be able to collect you back. Remember, the dark side is, you know, they're very large universes. How big, I don't know. But regardless of their sizes, if they steal you, then, you know, you may not ever be found. There's people on this planet right now living physically whose spirits could never be collected ever again, because the dark side has taken them over many, many lifetimes. Especially if you have done any type of thing in the past, different types of rituals, or aligned yourself to the darkness, you know, in past lives, then chances are maybe you can never be found. And at that point, you're going to be stuck, part of you, in parallel lifetimes. So the answer is the light ship, I'm sure, is going to do what it can do to eliminate this process, so that if you are conscious enough right now, then at that point in time, you're going to be able to maybe leave here. But it's still your choice. You know, it's everything boils down to you being responsible for your own spirituality, which is your spirit, and to be able to come into wholeness with who you are. The light ship only does it because they have to come, because of the situation that is here, and the darkness keeps coming in. So hopefully they're going to be able to get rid of the parallel lives this time during the ascension time, so that everybody can do the shift if they choose to. So what happened last time with Jesus, they created these same parallel lives that you're in right now, and the people were unconscious, so almost all the population went into parallel lives. The ascension time came, their spirits live in a parallel life somewhere else, and then, you know, the universe was turned off, got turned back on again, the Earth got recreated again, and all of a sudden, you know, they got shoveled back into here, you know, shuttled back into here, and they didn't know there was an ascension process, because the dark side took them, and they just weren't conscious enough to work on themselves. Remember, back in those days, 2,000 years ago, there was a lot of false teachings, naturally, just like there is today. And, you know, people worshipped outside of themselves, worshipped, you know, idols and, you know, killed animals, etc., you know, in their processes. So this is, and they're what they thought was holy. So this is what happened back then, and it's up to you, same as it was then, to become conscious. It has nothing to do with the light ship itself. It has to do with you, yourself, whether you choose to become more spiritually conscious with yourself and get you into your body. So this is the whole process. Some people ask me, well, can't the light ship fix everything? Well, are you going to fix yourself first? You know, are you going to work on yourself enough to allow yourself to do the ascension? And that's the whole process. You know, what's it worth to you to have your body live forever? You know, a lot of people don't care. You know, they want to get their instantaneous gratification. They live in the material world, which is okay, but they forget about spirituality. So, you know, it's whatever, you know, the people down here choose to do. But, and hopefully they're not aligning themselves with the dark side energies. Back to you, Sylvia.
So we all have to be responsible for our own consciousness. The light ship can help us, but ultimately it's our job to be awake and be fully present and to, you know, take advantage of the energies that are changing this time to actually shift our own vibration and frequency.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, we have a request, actually, on the fast chat for a sample of the parallel life clearing. Would you like to do that?
Sure. So this is, again, there's, you know, thousands of these parallel lifetimes that the dark side has put you into. And these can show up to you physically as deja vu or even feel like a past life to you. And they're happening as we speak right now. So here we go. We're going to take you out of 10 of these here. And when I do a session with people and take them out of these parallel lives, they feel much better. A lot of people have claimed that they don't have dreams any longer where they're tired. You know, the dreams are very peaceful, or if not, they just lost their dream state completely. So here we go. First lifetime, release. Second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seven release, eight release, nine release, and 10 release. So you're out of 10 of these. And, you know, again, which I probably should have said initially, you know, look at yourself now with a physical problem, because you probably have that problem in a parallel life. And just see how your body is responding to this healing here. It's only 10 lives out of thousands, but, you know, it will have an effect on you. You should feel a little more present in your body. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll bring up another question. We have a question from Kevin. And he says, if the light ship renews creation every 2,000 years, how can that explain civilizations starting anew every 2,000 years?
Well, they don't really start anew. They just get turned back on again. And where everybody is at that particular time, when it gets turned off, it starts up over again. So it's just like going to sleep at night and waking up. And unless the spirit, we're talking about this planet here, so that your spirit chose to recreate the past reality over again. And during that time is when some of the people actually leave the planet, and they're off because they did the ascension. But there's still buildings here, there's still whatever here, you know, people still here. I took his turn back on again because they could not shift. This is why last time the Earth Spirit chose not to leave the Earth plane, not to give up its spiritual blueprint of the Earth, so it stayed here, and life went on as normal. Nobody realized that the shift even happened, hardly. But there are civilizations that we've heard about where all of a sudden they find buildings and plates and artifacts, and they don't see any bones around. Well, because these people left, and this is the ascension process. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, can you talk a little bit more about the transformation of the physical body into a light body that you mentioned at the beginning of the hour?
Okay, yeah, it's not an easy topic. There's quite a bit to it, but basically there's many energetic bodies that make up the physical body. And in order to do the ascension, your spirit has to integrate and come into all of these bodies in wholeness. And then at that point in time, once that happens, then your body will be transformed from a physical body from the earth into a spiritual body of the spirit or light body. And this is the process. And the process is actually cleaning out the densities that you have stored inside of you from your ancestors. Remember, these are all judgments. And so what we have in us is the judgments of our ancestors. And each lifetime that a person is born, then that person is working on themselves through the process of living. Which you may want to call learning experiences. Through that, the body should get healed more and more each lifetime, unless you pick up more judgment. And so typically, each lifetime it gets worse and worse because we judge more and more, and then it gets more of a problem. But this is the reason why your parents are supposed to work on themselves before they have you. And that's the main issue, is that if your parents and all your ancestries worked on themselves and they conceived a child at the age of, say, 60 to 80, and they got rid of a lot of their issues, then that would be passed on to you with less issues, you know, in your genetics. So by this point in time, in the current now, you would have less stuff to work on, and ascension would be just right around the corner. You'd be, you know, ready to graduate. And that's the way it's supposed to be. This is the way it is normally brought to us. It happened 2,000 years ago with Buddha coming, talking about that before Jesus came, say 600 years prior. And he was here to tell you to work on your genetic cell memory, which is what he was saying, but it kind of got switched into, you know, karma as we know it today, that you made a mistake, which is true in other lifetimes, and you're here to make amends for that or balance the slate out, which is also true. But you still want to work on yourself. And this is why, you know, he came to give that information 600 years before ascension was to occur here. So that would have been typically maybe, you know, it depends how you want to look at that as far as lifetimes. It could be, if you have 50 years of age, it could be 12 lifetimes. So I'll just say between, you know, maybe 6 to 12 lifetimes would be healed if the parents would have worked on themselves before they conceived a child. So that's basically what happened. This time we never got the information. The dark side was pretty ingrained here and did not offer humanity the chance to get the information, although it was still published, you know, in books that we're reading. And so hopefully, you know, this is going to happen again. So that's the problem that we're having, is lack of correct information down here, which is the responsibility of our Galactic Federation through our spiritual teachings to help us out. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have a request, emotional and mental clearing sample.
Okay, we'll do the emotional one first. Go back 5 days, so here we go. 5 days ago, cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, 1 day cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a mental clearing. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. What you might want to do is just kind of look, see how your energy level is doing, see how you feel, and hopefully you're going to sense a little bit of a change. I'll do a sensory body. A lot of people like that healing too. And these are all samples that I do. They can't be 100% completed because the light ship needs you to do your whole lifetime, because the years intermix with each other. But here's a sensory body. They're normally at least 80% completed though. So it gives you some type of relief, and it allows you to see what the light ship can do for you as far as energy. So here we go. A sensory body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay, Sylvia?
We have a question about the subject of free will. How that all works. I don't know if you can read Rob's question on the fast chat there, but he says he's kind of confused about free will and, you know, what to do with it.
Boy, free will. Well, we don't really have free will here. We think we do because we can still move around and, you know, turn left and right and stuff. But the actual free will here is basically taken away from us because we're not expressed in our spiritual free will, because it's blocked to us and from us. So basically, we have mind control here, and the mind control is taking away our free will. And this goes back to your natal chart, your horror, you know, I call it your horoscope. And if you just start thinking about it, you know, how do you have free will when you have a life that's pre-planned for you? You know, it's kind of a no-brainer to me. It doesn't take a lot of smarts, you know, to understand that. I'm sure any person like in the second grade could understand that energy, you know, if you have a predestined life, you know, it's like having water going on a garden hose and it comes out the other end. If that's what your plan is in your life, it'll just follow that path and come out the other end. And that's kind of how it works, you know. So the way we can get out of that predestined lifetime is to become conscious with your spirit and live in the now. Otherwise, you're going to be on that conveyor belt of life that the dark side chose for you to take away your energy out of your body through expressing traumas to you, bringing traumas to you, doing spiritual soul contracts. You know, we all know about those things. Having your spirit set yourself up to have your body have physical pain and trauma. Your people from your soul family set you up. People around you set you up to do life lessons, which is not part of the light. Remember, when you're being controlled, this is what happens to you. In the light, there's no such thing as spiritual lessons. It's just strictly you expressing yourself with non-interference. Back to you, Sylvia.
You know, it kind of seems to me that the free will that we were intended to have is the free will of the spirit, of, you know, which is part of the divine. And then we've gotten so out of, you know, connection or out of integrity with our full and complete spirit energy that we're more in the mind energy. And the mind then gets controlled by, you know, mind control and other factors. And so you're actually using mental energy and not really free will. Is that, would you say that that's pretty much the case here?
Yeah, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh. So we have to get out of the mind. The mind is the problem, the trap that we get stuck into. And we think we have free will, but we really don't. You know, the mind is very powerful, but the heart's even more powerful than the mind. And we need to get out of the mind to go into the heart. And then we do have free will there because you're in the moment. This is why on a lot of the shows when we do special sessions or healings, you're in the moment. And you do have the expression there of non-judgment. And that non-judgment is pure spirit energy. And as long as you're judging, then you're in the mind. And then you're bringing in negativity to you because you're judging something. It's good to judge, though, to release it out of your body. But just to judge and to run your life on judgment is not what you really want to do. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I guess that also brings up the subject of the ego and how that all comes into play. A lot of people talk about the ego as being pretty much part and parcel with the mind, and that's part of the surrendering process when you go into your heart energy is to let go of that. Would you have any words of wisdom for us about the ego?
Yeah, that's basically it. You want to, you know, stay in the moment and, you know, get rid of the entities, because all these things will take you out of the present moment. And that's the problem that we have on the earth plane here, is there's just too much energies around us. And these energies around us prevent us from staying in our heart center. And that's the main difficulty, is that we're not taught in the religions that are here, you know, which they wouldn't teach you that anyway because they couldn't make money off of you not going to church. But and the same with our school system. They don't teach you to go into your heart center. Instead, you maybe start the day off, at least when I went to school, and you did your Pledge of Allegiance, you know, giving away your energy to another cause or, you know, et cetera. And you didn't really pledge allegiance to your spirit. And, you know, that's the main thing, is you want to connect to your spirit energy. So this is what I would suggest doing for everyone, is to connect back to who you really are as your spirit. And that will get you out of the mind control once you're heart-centered. Otherwise, it's going to be on your doorstep continuously. And the more you know yourself, the more you can have freedom here. And the freedom that you have will be a different type of freedom, because you're not going to be tied into all the emotional traumas and dramas of life here, because your spirit does not live there. And this is where everyone should be right now, this very moment on this planet, to do the ascension process.
Ron, would you like to bring in some of the ascension energy for everyone to experience, maybe through the light ship insignia or through the picture of Jesus?
Sure. If you wish to click on that, you can. Just go to the fast chat, click on that, and underneath that, you're going to see the picture of Jesus there. Just click on that here. So we're going to just, one person said it didn't look like Jesus to him, but aside from that, we'll just say this is Jesus, okay? Remember, the life ship needs something to be the conduit to bring the energy through. So if you have that picture up, bring it up here, or bring up the light ship insignia, either one will work. And we'll energize both of these right now so you can feel this wonderful energy coming into your room. So here it comes. And again, just stay heart-centered here. There we go. And it's coming in. And I'll put some music on as these energies get increased here. So you're just able to sit back and relax and then just enjoy this heart connection. And this is the energy of Jesus for the ascension that he did 2,000 years ago. To you, Sylvia.
Yeah, wow is right. You know, we can talk about ascension all day long, and sometimes it's helpful to get more understanding about it, but when you feel those energies within you, it's just really a whole different experience than talking about it, isn't it?
Yep, that's true. Experiencing it versus talking about it is completely different, yeah.
Yeah. You talked in the beginning of the hour about the wonderful new 8D planet that the Earth Spirit is chosen to go to, and it would be wonderful to experience that 8D energy if you'd like to bring that in.
Sure. So I would imagine and hope that everybody's listening, they're still in their heart center. And here we go. We're going to have the Earth Spirit bring to you, around you and into your heart center, this new creation energy. And if you're a seer out there, you might actually see the new Earth frequency. Remember, where we are now, this will not exist any longer. So here's this new energy coming. And I'll just count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And see you back in a few. Thank you. get back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you. So let's see. We have a question and a request from Brad. I'll start with a question.
Okay.
This is a great one. A lot of people have this question when they're working with the light ship. And this question is for physical healing. If the divine sees us as perfect, then how do they see what problems to heal for us?
Well, that's a good question. You're always in perfection. It's up to you to complain about your perfection. They won't do anything against your free will. So let's say that you're on one of the sessions that I have, and for some reason you go to the light ship, and maybe you have a sore toe. Well, they're not going to repair your toe for you unless you complain about your toe, okay? Now, remember, you're down here and you're also up there. So if you're complaining up there and down here about your toe or one or the other, then they will hear that request. Remember, it's still a creation that you created, and you're experiencing that creation. And they're not going to take away your creation. You know, they're going to just help you to make you go from one creation to the next. And with the problem with the sore toe is what's behind that. How many generations of life have you had a sore toe? How many ancestors in your life, you know, in your genetic makeup, you know, dealt with a toe problem, you know? And also this lifetime, did your parents have a toe problem? So it goes on and on. And, you know, that's what you're dealing with is the judgment from a problem with your toe. It could have started, you know, 15,000 years ago. And so it's up to you to complain about it. And if you don't complain, then they won't work on it because this is what you want to experience. As far as the ascension energy, then you wish to, you know, move out into a state of wellness. So you will start to complain about your sore toe. And then at that point in time, as you have the densities released from you, then your toe will automatically heal. But it won't heal until you have the densities released. Because remember, you're experiencing a judgment energy which is stored inside of you. And it manifests into the physical body according to your belief system, according to your faith. And that faith means that you have a toe problem. This is why you have it now. Back to you, Sylvia.
But then also, on the light ship, don't they have our spiritual blueprint of each person, which would show them in perfection? Because I know that sometimes when we go there, there will be like a room where they will do a scan to find out various conditions and so on.
Yes, that is correct, yes. So when you go to the light ship, they actually scan you, and you do have a perfected body there, which was created initially in spiritual energy by the light ship. So, yes, they know what blueprint to work with to help you. And,
so then if they find something, then you discuss it with them, and if you want that work done, they will work on it?
Yes, that's the way it works. And your healing, you know, takes place according to your belief and your genetics as to how and why you have the problem, and what conditions caused it, which is basically emotional. So it's kind of up to you. Remember, your emotional energies don't go to the light ship. So they can fix you 100% on the light ship, but if you haven't worked on yourself down here for that particular issue, you know, which you created, which is an earth-based energy for the earth to experience life through you, then you won't have a healing because the densities are not released out of you. Remember, like I said, when the show started here, it's up to you to become spiritually conscious. And that also means that it's up to you to become conscious of your stuff, to get spirit to come into your stuff to eliminate it.
So a person can, if they don't know if they have an issue, for example, they can go to the light ship and they can just ask for, you know, to be kind of tuned up or brought into more perfection with their spiritual blueprint?
Yeah, the blueprint will be activated because they will bring in your spirit 100% and wholeness into you. You will be fixed on the light ship. Whether or not the healing down here takes place is determined by how much you've worked on yourself to get rid of your issues. Remember, down here you're in judgment. On the light ship, there's no judgment and you are fixed as long as you request the healing.
So it's kind of a twofold process of healings there, but also getting rid of the emotional baggage and all those densities that are here in your Earth body.
Yes, it's much like going to a physician down here. You go in with a broken arm. They put your arm in a cast, and in a given amount of time, we'll just say it's what is it? I guess 6 weeks or so. We'll say your hand is healed or your arm is healed, and so you think that the problem is corrected. And then some people, this is real strange. People ask me, they say, well, I have this healing. Is this ever going to happen to me again? I said, what's the guarantee? And they go, well, I said, there's no guarantee. It's like much like going to a doctor, They fix your broken arm. They're not going to say you're never going to have a broken arm again. It's up to you to release the energies to prevent that from happening, to be consciously aware of your situation.
Yeah, or so even if they fix the break, it doesn't release the trauma connected with it.
Well, so when you heal, it does heal, because it will heal eventually. If you have the traumas eliminated from you, you would have down here, with your spirit fully in your body, a 100% instantaneous healing instantly, okay? But we don't have that. This is why it takes so long, because we don't have spirit energy in us. We're not in our body enough. We have too many densities. Entities take away our energies. So the whole thing is to become spiritually conscious.
Well, boy, that hour just flew by, and we are actually out of time now. So I'll just say good night and blessings to everyone. We'll be on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific, Friday at 6:55 Pacific on Station 2. That's new. And Saturday night on the light ship live at 9 Pacific. And I guess over to you.
Okay, so blessings to all of you. And if you happen to come to Mount Shasta, California this coming weekend, I'll be there with the Creation Light Ship Light Infusion Chamber. So just connect with me and I can give you information on that. So blessings to all of you. And we'll see you either on the conference call coming up in about a half an hour, or we'll see you on this radio program on Wednesday. Blessings to all of you. Good night.
Good night.